Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining sea.
America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
To that last part.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. And the subject tonight is American Chatter. Do you know how intelligence services monitor chatter from all sources? The internet chatter, radio transmission chatter, cell phone chatter. Just like before 9-1-1, there was a large increase of chatter among very religious Muslims. The word was the chatter was very high. And then on 9-1-1, very deeply religious Muslims sacrificed their lives to become martyrs for their faith. The holiest level in Islam is to become a Shahadi. They even make before-death videos, say goodbye to their loved ones, and prepare to kill the infidel and go to paradise. It is in the Quran over 160 times, a jihad. The benefits of jihad. Please do not insult a great religion like Islam by saying it has been hijacked. The martyrs do the hijacking for Allah. Please do not say it is a handful of fanatics. You do not understand Islam. How could you? You don't even understand your own religion. In America today, the chatter is starting to climb. Not by Muslims, by mainstream Americans. And the talk is gun confiscation by communists. The consensus of opinion calls for a second revolution. Today it is only a murmur. When this communist junta bows to the UN, the chatter will increase. And I dread that day should ever come, because like in all wars just beginning, the casualty rates are highest on the beachhead. And the best way to avoid it is not to destroy the Constitution, which is our holy book of freedom. So like the flag says that has the rattlesnake on it, don't tread on me. Enjoy our show tonight as freedom stalks the land. Spirit of America party. A bartender, a champagne. Chances of getting a job. I don't know if you caught it, but somebody sent it to me today. It's a video that was taken on a 911 ceremony with President Obama and his wife standing next to him. And this was a ceremony for the people that were crushed and mutilated. And the communists tried to keep the body count down. They exaggerated, said only 2,800, but they didn't count the 200 pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers. No, they never count the fetus. Even when it's crushed and mutilated and burned, they don't count it. Wonderful, isn't it? What happened to all men are created equal? And the old LLP routine, a life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What, life begins 9 months after you're pregnant and the baby is outside where he can get a lawyer? Give me a break. Stop killing the kids. Ladies, strike a blow for freedom tonight. Have a baby. Well, anyway, they showed this video and somebody passed it to me, and it's really sad. It's the heartbreaker of the year. They're folding the American flag. And Michelle turns to Obama and says something to him, and he nods in agreement. And whoever took the video shot took the camera footage to a Washington Institute for Sign Language and lip reading. and they slowed the camera footage down, the frames down, and they, according to this video, and I believe it, because I seen the shot when he was giving America the crotch salute when they were singing the Star Spangled Banner on a stage in Iowa. And I believe this one. And all this for a flag. That's what the lip readers read. Now, you know lip readers go to ball games, right? And that's why you see every football coach, he's got his hand over, he's got a clipboard over his mouth when he talks on the phone. All right? That's how good lip readers are. All this for a flag. You know that, you know, and you know when they fold that flag? You ever see how they give it to the widow? I have two photos of little children receiving that flag from a lieutenant colonel in replacement of their dad. I got a boy and a girl. You have to see the pictures. The girl is astonished. She's probably about four. And she's just wide-eyed astonished. But the boy is trying to be a man. He's in a suit, and a Marine officer is kneeling in front of him and handing him that flag. And the kid's fighting back the tears like a man. All this for a flag? So that's a tri-corner flag, which represents the American Revolution cocked hat. Okay? And that flag has been folded since 1776 that way. Okay? All this for a flag. And that flag also was handed to widows of the Civil War who died to free the slaves. Well, they didn't all die to free the slaves. It doesn't matter. Either side, both died for what they believed in. And God loves them all. All this for a flag? All this for a flag. And that's what you got running your country. And it's in everybody's family, that disease of communism. I have somebody that thinks the Star Spangled Banner is a baseball song. How's that? It's been reduced to a baseball song. So, for their punishment, they should have to go up on stage and dance to this tune.
A feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever at peace may a wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, Uncle Sam.
I'm a real live Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a phony?
I'm a Yankee Doodle dandy, I'll a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
Oh, I guess I cut it off. I'm sorry. All right, we're back. Are you there? Send out the wolves. Good, you're there. All right, I've taken this. My wife cut it out, and she got all upset about it. And she gave it to me, and it's from the Billy Graham Training Center. It's an article in one of their magazines. It's called, American Family Association Journal.org, by a guy named David Barton. And it says, historian documents a strong case that President Obama has axe to grind with people of biblical faith. Hostility towards people of biblical faith. April 2008, Obama speaks disrespectfully of Christians, saying they cling to guns or religion and have an antipathy to people who aren't like them. Yeah, but you don't, right? In February 2009, Obama announces plans to revoke conscience protection for health workers who refuse to participate in medical activities that go against their Christian beliefs, and fully implements the plan in February 2011. I was listening to a talk show one night, and a young girl came on. She was probably about 17, and there were two libs running the hosting the show. And she said, I have a problem. I work in a CVS or a Duane Reade. And when people come in and ask for contraceptive devices, it's against my conscience. I can't wait on them. And the one guy said, "Honey, when you took the job, you knew what you were getting into, and so you got to do it." And if I could have got a hold of her, I would have said, "You know, all you had to do, honey, when you get somebody like that and they want to make you do something that's against your conscience, throw up on them and then go home sick." Yeah. So, April 2009, speaking at Georgetown University. At Georgetown? Is that Catholic university that's been infiltrated by the Communist Party? Obama orders that a monogram symbolizing Jesus' name be covered when he is making his speech. Did you know that? I knew that. As soon as he did it, it hit the news. May 2009, Obama declines to host services for the National Day of Prayer, a day established by federal law at the White House. October 19, 2010, Obama begins deliberately omitting the phrase about the Creator when quoting the Declaration of Independence, "We're endowed by our Creator." An omission he has made on no less than 7 occasions. Man, this guy, he's going to get the King Khalid Military Medal of Honor. Yeah. In January 2011, after a federal law had been passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the U.S. Supreme Court rules that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand, but the Obama administration refuses to allow the land to be transferred as required by law, and refuses to allow the cross to be reelected re-erected as ordered by the court. How's that? Who backed him up? Eric Holder while he was passing the guns over the border? Yeah, you know what? I would love to see a great Christian ceremony. The whole country should go out to that Mojave Cross, and they should have a pontifical solemn high mass. Yeah, with a rabbi singing God's praises. Yeah, give us a break. April 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law. I love the way they beat up that discrimination game, huh? You know what? The race cards, all my race cards, they're falling apart. They've been used so much. Yeah. For the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, just thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. Yes, yes, we're all going to be punished. You know what? You know what we're gonna end up doing is he's about two acts away from doing this one. You gotta pay your jizya. You know what a jizya is? It's a tax. If you're not a Muslim, you have to pay a tax if you want to live. If you don't pay the tax, they cut your head off. He's behind on his taxes. August 2011, the Obama administration releases its new health care rules that override religious conscience protections for medical workers in the areas of abortion and contraception. This is the guy that thought it was okay to leave a baby that was struggling to live by the sink until it exasperated. What a guy. What a kind man. He's going to play the Good Samaritan. Yeah. November 2011, unlike previous presidents, Obama studiously avoids any religious references in his Thanksgiving speech. Hostility toward the Obama-led military, from the Obama-led military toward people of biblical faith. Man, this is a whole page indictment. June 2011, this is going to eat up our whole show. The Department of Veterans Affairs forbids references to God and Jesus during burial ceremonies at Houston National Cemetery. That made the blog news as soon as it came out that day. I remember that. September 2011. Oh, you mean like maybe September 11th, 2011? The Army issues guidelines for Walter Reed Medical Center. This one will kill you. Stipulating that no religious items, Bibles, reading materials, and or facts are allowed to be given away or used during a visit. May the guy who was responsible for that piece of work suffer a stroke and come to in a Catholic hospital with a cross over his bed and being cared for by a loving nun who hooks up his vital tubes to a tropical fish tank. Yeah, ask me about my rule for burning the American flag. Would you like to hear it real quickly? You can do it on a rainy, cold, windy day with a wet book of matches in front of a 6,000-man sniper team. And naturally, the sniper team goes first. February 2012. Oh, November 2011. The Air Force Academy rescinds its support for Operation Christmas Child, a program to send holiday gifts to impoverished children across the world because the program is run by a Christian charity. How's that? But Nancy Pelosi can load up a big military jet plane with 41 communists and lots of booze and nothing but the best for Nancy. Fly into enemy territory. Lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. Yes, lick the ankles of the biggest distributor of IEDs in the Middle East. and asked that the palace windows be closed because the screams of the Americans are interfering with our speech. Yeah. So, February 2012, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point disinvites three-star Army general and decorated war hero Lieutenant General William G. Jerry Boykin, retired, from speaking at an event because he's an outspoken Christian. Wait till they make you stand at attention while a Muslim gives you the greeting of the day. Yeah, they'll probably, that's why they're not hanging Hassan, Major Hassan, because they need him. He's going to be a chaplain. They're going to give him a chance to redeem himself. They're going to make him the head of the chaplains. Yeah. They're holding off on hanging him because he's in a wheelchair. I say, get a drop-away wheelchair. The U.S. Military Academy at West Point disinvites. I said that. February 2012, the Air Force removes God from the patch of the Rapid Capabilities Office. The word on the patch was in Latin, Dei, D-E-I. January, and you know what? What are they going to do with all the Mexicans when the Mexicans find out that they hate them because they're Catholic? Huh? What are they going to do with all the Mexican votes that they think they're going to get when somebody shouts, Viva Cristo Rey? They'll probably shoot him and make it as an example to the others. In January 2009, Obama lifts restrictions on U.S. government funding for groups that provide abortion services or canceling abroad, forcing taxpayers to fund pro-abortion groups that either promote or perform abortions in the other nations. And you know who gets most of the abortions, the greater percentage of abortions per capita in the USA? Who? You know who. The abortion rate is higher among blacks than anybody else, and he's encouraging it. Killing the sisters and the brothers. March 2009. Obama gives $50 million for the UN FPA, that's the UN Population Agency, that promotes abortions. Why do you think these people hate our guts all over the world? We're going in there killing their children. We're saying, look, we kill our children, and you can kill your children too. It's the American way. So he gives $50 million to the UN that promotes abortion and works closely with Chinese population control officials who use forced abortions and involuntary sterilizations. But you'll never see that here. No. We're a free country. Forced abortions. You think you'll ever see the day when the economy gets so bad that they pass a law that only one family member can have a job? You don't think that'll happen, do you? The White House budget eliminates all funding for abstinence-only education and replaces it with comprehensive sexual education, repeatedly proven to increase teen pregnancies and abortions. The government is in every business there is. They are worse than the mafia. They're in the sex business, too. And the worst one that's coming is the drug business that they're going to get into. And wait till you see. Your whole world is going to turn upside down. The cigarette companies that they used to make look evil are going to be rolling joints for the government. You wait and see what that brings. Oh, yeah, it's good. Everybody's got glaucoma today. Yeah. Did you know that you can take it in suppository form? You can take Marinol. You don't need to smoke that crap and stink up the neighborhood. You could inhale it through your brain pouch. May 2009. Oh, that's it. I said it already. Here's another May 2009. Obama officials, I like officials, I like when they hide behind judge said so and so. Which judge? What does he look like? What is he wearing? Is he wearing garter belts under his robe? What is he? What, let's see this judge. Obama officials assemble. Oh, the White House budget. I said that one already. I'm sorry. Obama officials assemble a terrorism dictionary. A terrorism dictionary, calling pro-life advocates violent and charging that they use racism in their activities. There's no bigger racist than the doctor that's killing a black baby. There's no bigger than the white doctor that's killing a black baby, or a black doctor killing a black baby. There's no bigger racist. September 2009, the Obama administration appoints as EEOC commissioner Chai Feldblum. Now, EEOC commissioner, that's one agency we can close tomorrow and save the taxpayer bundle. And we close the EPA the day after. And Chai Feldblum, who asserts that society should not tolerate any private beliefs, including religious beliefs, if they may negatively affect homosexual equality. Oh, I guess I'll have a cup of tea now. February 2011, Obama directs the Justice Department to stop defending the Federal Defense of Marriage Act in court. So he doesn't want to, don't enforce legal immigration laws and don't enforce happily married people. Persecute happily married people. We're a nation with a 50% divorce rate. You know, when I grew up, you couldn't get a divorce in this country. You had to go to Mexico, and the only ones who could afford to go were Hollywood actors. Hollywood actors. You don't believe that, right? Yeah, check it out. And if you were divorced, you were considered weird. There was something wrong with you. Yep. The Obama administration refuses to investigate videos showing Planned Parenthood helping alleged sex traffickers get abortions for victimized underage girls. You know, they tried to hang this Sheriff Arpaio because he arrested a six-year-old girl. And, you know, the big headline in the communist newspapers, you know, the ones that bury 22 Navy SEALs overnight in the news. The big headline was Sheriff arrests a six-year-old Mexican girl. And they don't tell you the rest of the story. She was in a truckload of illegal immigrants being brought in. She was being brought in to be groomed for prostitution. What the headline should have read was Sheriff Arpaio saves the life of a six-year-old Mexican girl. Isn't it something? We're now importing prostitutes for training, along with that, drugs. Every time you smoke a joint, you kill a Mexican. Every time you smoke a joint, you rape a Mexican girl. You gonna give it up? Nah, you're an American, you got rights. Government is giving you everything you want. The Obama administration requires rewriting of government documents and a change in administration vocabulary. To remove terms that are deemed offensive to Muslims, including jihad, jihadists, terrorists, and radical Islam. My friends, I told you in the opening of this show, jihad is a sacred deed that's performed by very deeply religious Muslims. To insult the Islam by saying they're radical Islams is a lie, is an actual fabricated lie, and it was made by infidels to distort the true religion. While every White House traditionally issues hundreds of official proclamations and statements on numerous occasions, this White House avoids traditional biblical holidays and events, but regularly recognizes major Muslim holidays. Isn't that wonderful? April 2010, Christian leader Franklin Graham is disinvited from the Pentagon's National Day of Prayer event because of complaints from the Muslim community. Is that the community of 7 million Muslims who say that they are going to straighten us all out and they're going to have their way with 300 million Americans? Is that that community? Is that the one? Who's their leader? Osama bin Laden? Yes. And not only that, but if the Pentagon can do that to prayer, what do you think they're doing to your son who's serving in the military right now as they stalk him, waiting to bring him up on charges of premeditated murder, which is the new scam that the communists and the Pentagon are running? Joe McCarthy, where are you when we need you? Many of these actions are literally unprecedented. This is the first time they have ever happened in four centuries of American history. The hostility of President Obama towards biblical faith and values is without equal from any previous president. So, I got through it. I read the whole thing to you. You think about that. You're losing your country and you don't even know it. And your kid doesn't know it. He doesn't know it. Some of my kids don't know it. Not when you say the Star Spangled Banner is a baseball song. What do you know? You know who says things like that? People who have no skin in the game. They never shed a tear or a drop of blood for the land that gave them everything. But they'll be the first ones in the breadline demanding toast. So, what are we going to do here? Want to do a tune? Want to do an Irish tune? You want a soul-stirring tune? Yes, those were the good old days when you wore a coat of chainmail. And we were talking to some employees of a major drugstore chain, and one of them happened to mention that when you buy a package of razor blades now, you have to sign for them. You have to show ID. They got to take your name. And I said, why is that? Is that because of 911? And there was a policeman there who said, no, that is because in New York there are gangs that have an initiation. If you want to become a gang member, you got to take a razor blade and you got to slash a stranger's face. And then somebody mentioned that that recently happened to a girl. And then somebody else mentioned that somebody did it, and they did it to a guy that had a gun, and he killed him. Yeah. And somebody else mentioned that, you know, if you do that, if you kill a guy that's attacking you with a razor blade, you could be charged with murder because they considered a razor blade not a lethal weapon. How's that, huh? Well, I'd rather be alive and charged with murder. Yeah, charge me. You're going to put me in jail? I'll go in. I'll convert everybody to the spirit of America. And somebody said, you don't want to go to jail. You don't want to go to jail. Yeah. You see how the world is turned upside down? You know, when Cornwallis surrendered to Washington, that was the tune that the British band played when they turned in their swords and guns. They played, the tune was "The World Turned Upside Down." Let's see what kind of blogs we got here tonight. We got 18 minutes left. This guy's been complaining all day about the UN gun, the gun control seizure. The end run, they're going to take away the guns from the Americans using the UN. You see, the first attempt failed when Eric Holder was going to create an incident where he was going to arrest all the gun dealers for running guns into Mexico without admitting that he was the guy that told them to make the sale. And then they were going to seize everybody's guns for their protection. Lady came back from Brazil, and we were talking about how they are down there in Brazil. I said, are you allowed to carry guns? They have, like, in her village, they have ADT, you know, like the burglar alarm people. They got one guy on a bicycle, and he comes, he checks your house, and he makes the rounds, and he gives you his card, and that's all the police protection they have. And she said, nobody's allowed to have guns in Brazil except the drug lords. Ain't that great, man? Yeah. And, you know, they took the guns away from the Aussies, and after they took the guns away from the Aussies, the crime rate went up. Yeah. So this guy is saying, let's see what he's saying. He's against the UN seizing our guns. And you know what else I don't want the UN seizing? My money. Sorry, charity begins at home. Go rob your own people. With all due respect, I'd rather be one step ahead of the enemy than one step behind. And sounding an alarm fast enough, because so many are in vacation mode, it doesn't hurt our cause. Given the fact of how many czars have been appointed and executive orders been being placed, yeah, the Congress is totally useless. They're like, they should have to do? They should all have to come to work in with big Turkish hats and those pants that that the rap singer used to wear. What was the name of that rap singer? She's kind of freaky. You know, MC Hammer. They should all have to dress like MC Hammer and go to work as eunuchs, because Obama has a eunuch attire them. Given the fact that how many czars have been appointed and executive orders being placed by who I thought was president instead of acting like a king, is truly warranted to become. You know, we do get rid of kings. We've been known to get rid of a king. Yeah. Some elected officials are acting above the law. Well, one of the biggest crimes they're all committing, every one of them, they're doing insider trading within the stock market, and they've made it legal, but only in the House and the Senate. You can take insider trading tips and make a fortune, but if Mitt Romney did it, he'd be up on charges right now. Isn't that wonderful? We have different rules, you know. Don't do as I do, do as I say. Yeah, let's see what else is here. There's another guy complaining about the guns. Come on, everyone. Obama is a full-blown communist of the highest order. He is. And you know what? Who's afraid to say it? The Republicans. Oh, we can't say that. Oh, and there's another thing that's killing me. It's tearing me apart. Every day an American died under Bush. Bush kills two more Americans today. Now, Obama's in charge. There are no Americans in Afghanistan. There are no Americans in Iraq. They're NATO forces. NATO forces, six NATO troops were killed today. Oh, were they from Holland? Were they from Belgium? Were they from NATO land? Well, we don't know. White House didn't tell us. They're all American. They're all American. Okay, let's see what Jude Jones has to say here. This program is on now. If anyone, he's plugging a radio. Oh, he's plugging me. Okay, thank you. Let's see what this is. Is a girl named Tina. Let's flood the phones, faxes, and email to our senators. I did, and I passed this on to 13 other friends. Well, that is one way of getting the job done. If you tell, they say, if one person tells, and then if one person tells another person, eventually it gets out. So, but I got a nice thank you letter from Chuck Schumer. He said, yes, I understand, but screw you. We're going to take your guns away. And not only that, we're going to tax you until you can't take it no more. Yeah, you're one of those millionaires. I know it. Yeah, and Henry Waxman is shaking down, what was his name, Roger Clemens. He wanted to put him in jail for stealing second base. He was doing steroids, yeah. How many steroids did he do? Huh? How many bales of steroids came across the border yesterday? And they're in Chicago tonight. Yeah, give me a break. Waxman, put Waxman on the border. Put him on the border and with a dog. Yeah. And let the dog get a good whiff of Waxman. Unbelievable. Henry Waxman. He's Oil Can Henry, I call him. He's the arch enemy of Mighty Mouse. If you ever watch Mighty Mouse cartoons, that's Henry Waxman. Tying Tess Trueheart to the train tracks. Okay, I'll give you a tune. I'll come back and I'm going to tell you about, maybe I'll tell you about Brad Pitt's mommy. You're pro-life? I'll give you a pro-life song.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. The judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you wanna be. Yeah, I know you taught those other kids how. Well, I can see the the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
One of the things that I'm starting to realize is that children of divorced parents, they got a tough road. They really do. They've already been marked. They psychologically they've been hammered, and parents that are thinking of divorce, you better realize what you're doing to your kids. And sadly, a lot of them end up the same way. I think if you're a kid and you see your parents breaking up and it's going to tear you to shreds, and you got to look at yourself, and you got to get as much help from God as you can, and don't discount them. Let me tell you, everybody that has committed suicide, or many in Hollywood. Have turned. They've spent big dollars to get help, and the only person they never went to get help was God. And God has His ways of bringing you along. So, and I see it. I see the heartbreak. I see daughters, especially daughters. I see how they're, and there's kids that don't get married now. Because they saw what their parents, how their parents turned on each other. And of course, when two people break up, the lawyer, his job is to make sure that you break up. He doesn't want no happy ending. A happy ending for a lawyer is his fee. Oh, yeah, he'll say, oh, yeah, I know, I sympathize, I know what you're going through. He's no good. Get everything he can. The kids are the ones who suffer. They all have the mark of divorce on them. It is very hard to be normal. It is like a kid who grows up in a family of alcoholics who swears he will never drink. You know how hard it is for that kid not to end up like the rest of the family? Or drugs. But the kids are paying a terrible price today, a 50% divorce rate. I'm thinking of one guy, he's been married 5 times, and he's a well-known a star. Can you imagine when he brings out his family? You think he was bringing out a stable of Kentucky Derby horses. Oh, this is my son James out of Weimaway. This is my daughter Mary out of Happy Gallagher. You know what I'm saying? A family reunion. Who are you out of? Where are you from? Come on. Is that a way to live? Is that a way to live? And I got to tell you, one of the problems that you're having raising your kids, you're not naming them after saints. You got to name your kid after a saint. That way the kid has somebody to call on for help. And don't name your kid after a train station like Chelsea. Or after a virtue like chastity. Come on, get real. Name them after saints. Good saints. Like St. Christopher. Maybe your son will help you cross the street one day and take you to the other side instead of leaving you in the middle with the big truck coming. Okay. Let's just a little word to the wise. You don't mess. You know what I'm saying? Don't mess with Mother Nature. You don't mess with the big banger. You ask the big banger for help, he'll give you help. And you got to start with love, and don't let anybody take it away. Otherwise, you're going to get hurt.
I'm said your love was true and we'd never part. Now you want someone new and it breaks my heart. I'm much more than you'll ever know. Hurt because I still love you so. But even
the way you should handle it. Somebody's got to be bigger than the other. And when you're out there looking for somebody, make sure you're looking for the right person. A buddy of mine once said he found the perfect girl. There was only one problem. She was looking for the perfect guy.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above?
Down, we got 19 seconds left. I'll give you a quick joke. Two Indian tribes on opposite sides of the lake, they're always at war with each other. Then one day the son of the chief of one tribe and the daughter of the chief of the other tribe fall in love, and they're banned by the tribe, for they cannot meet anymore. So what they do is each one stands on a rock on the opposite sides of the lake, and they dive in and they swim to each other. And when they get to the middle, the current is too strong and they drown together. And the two tribes were so sad that they joined and made a pact they would never war against each other. And they named the lake after the two lovers. The name of the lake is Lake Stupid. Okay, kids, have a good night.